USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump was delivering remarks at the White House regarding health care when at the end of the event, a reporter shouted out a question regarding the current impeachment hearings going on in the House and a tweet that the president sent regarding former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch.
I'm allowed to speak up. If somebody says about me, we're not allowed to have any kind of representation. We're not allowed to have almost anything. And nobody's seen anything like it. In the history of our country, there has never been a disgrace like what's going on right now. So you know what? I have the right to speak. I have freedom of speech, just as other people do.
And your final numbers on Wall Street. Another record close by the Dow as it gained 222 points. To close above 28,000 at 28,004. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
United Airlines is extending the grounding of its 737 MAX fleet until at least after March 4th of 2020. The airline says it will cancel around 5,100 flights for the rest of this year, plus another 3,500 more next year. It's the third major airline to push back the return of their MAX fleet until early March. An ugly scuffle at the end of an NFL game has led to suspensions. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The league has suspended Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett for the rest of the season and the playoffs if his team was to make it. Garrett ripped the helmet off Pittsburgh Steelers QB Mason Rudolph and then clubbed him in the head with it in the final seconds of the Thursday night game. Pittsburgh center Maurkice Pouncey, who jumped into Garrett and then kicked and punched him after Rudolph had been struck, has been suspended for 3 games. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin not in the mood to discuss it at the after-game news conference.
I'll keep my thoughts to myself. You guys saw what happened at the end.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross joins Fox Business to discuss the U.S.-China trade talks and China's proposed purchasing of U.S. farm goods.
Well, they can certainly afford to buy $40 to $50 billion. In fact, they really need that phased in over the couple-of-year time period. Question is, are they willing to commit to it? And if they are willing to commit, are there any escape hatches to the commitment?
Teresa Tomlinson is the former Democratic mayor of Columbus, Georgia, and she's running for the Democratic nomination to challenge Senator David Perdue of Georgia, the Republican. Now, she says that folks just need to stop complaining about the costs of the Green New Deal.
That we have a crisis on our hands with climate change, and I can tell you we're already paying for it. So people just stop complaining about what they think the quote Green New Deal or any other bold idea might cost us, because we're already paying for the effect. We might as well be paying to limit and stop the climate change and not just pick up the pieces after the disastrous impact of it.
And finally, back on this date in 1956, Elvis makes his movie debut in Love Me Tender. I'm sure you Elvis fans out there were saying that before I could say it. The big screen debut of the King of Rock and Roll was at the Paramount Theater in New York City. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.